Dictation for Makayla, M-I-C-A-Y-E-L-A, Wiltshire, W-I-L-T-S-H-I-R-E, June 959, address as a letter to Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, Mowbray, M-O-U, Mowbray, M-O, I'm repeating that, Mowbray is M-O-W-B-R-A-Y, P-A-C, 629-8145. Dear Jessica, consultation for Mrs. Wiltshire Makayla for chronic kidney disease, comes accompanied with husband, long-term history of diabetes, hypertension, within the last few months, there were problems of E. coli sepsis, was admitted at McLaren Mount Pleasant, transferred after 3 days to Covenant Hospital, eventually found its source to be in relation to cholecystitis and stone-related pancreatitis. She underwent a gallbladder resection, ERCP and stenting, no apparent complications. Her symptoms were severe nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and poor oral intake. They denied any dialysis needed and apparently no active bleedings or blood transfusion. There has been change of kidney function from 2021, 2022 to present area, from normal down to around GFR 55 to 60. She has gained 20 pounds, has a good appetite. Excuse me, she lost 20 pounds, appetite is improved, presently no vomiting, dysphagia, normal bowel movements, no bleeding, nocturia 3-4 times without infection, cloudiness or blood, no incontinence, no kidney stones, denies severe neuropathy, numbness, denies claudication symptoms or ulcers, she has psoriasis, no chest pain palpitation, no increase of dyspnea, no orthopnea PND, denies the use of oxygen, SIPA machine, no orthopnea. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes at least 15 years on insulin for the last two, hypertension, varicose veins, lower extremities, minor neuropathy, denies diabetic retinopathy or procedures, denies coronary artery disease or heart problems, no TAS stroke, event thrombosis or pulmonary embolism, she's not aware of gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, or liver disease. No peripheral vascular disease, no pneumonia. Prior history of vulva, V-U-L-V-A, cancer requiring surgery few years ago. No radiation treatment or chemotherapy, no recurrence. This was done at Lansing. She has arthritis, as well as carpal tunnel, but no surgery. Next paragraph, surgeries including lens implant, gallbladder, biliary stent through ERCP already removed, the vulva surgery, left-sided total knee replacement, prior hysterectomy, tubes and ovaries, right-sided inguinal hernia, in two opportunities, the first one apparently complications here in Alba, the second at Midland, 3 C-sections. Next paragraph, reported side effects to penicillin, amoxicillin, and caffeine. Next paragraph, present medications, review. vitamin D, lisinopril, which is new, metformin, Zoloft, trazodone, insulin to Geo, T-O-U-G-E-O, Pepcid, Prior, oxycodone, and Jardiance discontinue. Next paragraph. She smoked a pack per day for about 20 years, discontinued 5 years ago, occasionally alcohol, no drugs, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, on physical exam, 153 pounds, 60 inches tall, blood pressure 150, 74 on the right, 160 over 80 on the left, bilateral length implant, upper and lower partial dentures, mild decreased hearing, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no expressive facial dysarthria, no palpable neck masses, no palpable viral lymph nodes, no carotid bruit JBD, lungs are clear, no gross arrhythmia, no palpable liver spleen or masses, no distension or tenderness, no gross peripheral edema. She has erythema of both palms. I don't see any other telangiectasias or jaundice. She does have psoriasis. Next paragraph. Last chemistry is available. From January appears to be a creatinine of 1.3, minor low sodium and upper potassium, normal acid base, normal albumin calcium. There were abnormalities on the liver function test, likely from the gallbladder and pancreatic disease, and there was anemia 10.2. All these blood tests need to be updated. Prior imaging did not show kidney obstruction. There was no evidence for cirrhosis, ascites, or enlargement of the spleen. She does have fatty liver. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, chronic kidney disease, probably diabetes and hypertension, blood test needs to be updated, no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, urine sample to be assessed for albumin protein, based on labs, we will make decisions. If anything needed to change diet for potassium, acid base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition, or secondary hyperparathyroidism, any potential need for EPO treatment or intravenous iron. We are going to update iron studies, update diabetes for A1C, continue present regimen. She needs to check blood pressure at home. In the office, she's running high. Our goal is in the 130 over 70 or below. I did not change medicines today. All issues discussed at length with the patient and husband. Continue to follow end of dictation.